Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
We want all our listeners and viewers to go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's Pro Football No Sweat Token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Femi did NFL awards on the show today. Be sure to check it out. You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And check us out on YouTube and Twitch. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Next hour on the show, Jay Croucher, Rob Pizzola, our best bets. For right now, it moved Week 8 NFL Sunday. Femi, the Bills off their bye, traveling to Carolina to play the 4-3 Panthers.
Yeah, interesting game here. Obviously, the big headliner with this one is that Bryce Young will not be playing on Sunday for Carolina. It will be Andy Dalton, as Bryce Young is dealing with a high ankle sprain, not to the severity of J.J. McCarthy's. His is just 2 to 4 weeks as opposed to 2 to 6 weeks for Bryce Young here. But it will be Andy Dalton at QB for Carolina. And for the Buffalo Bills, from an injury perspective, they have guys. It looks like they might be getting some of these guys back. Dalton Kincaid was limited. Matt Milano limited. Terrell Bernard limited. Daquan Jones was a DNP, as was Josh Palmer, at least on Wednesday. Injury report, but it sounds like they could be getting some reinforcements back on the second level of defense and at pass catcher with Dalton Kincaid. As for the line movement, this was 7.5 at open, got all the way down to 7, then went to 8, and then we got the news of Bryce Young, and all of a sudden we get Carolina getting bet to where now we're sitting here, we're off of 7 in the hook. We're now 7 across the board. There's 7 minus 110 that's out there pretty much everywhere for the Panthers and the Bills. The total, that's gone up. This was 45.5. Now we're up to 46.5, and we might hit that key number of 47. So money on the over and money coming in on the Carolina Panthers, which makes a lot of sense based on what we've seen from the Buffalo Bills defense. I have no strong opinion with this game. I think 7's probably just right. If it got to 6.5, I'd have to think about betting Buffalo. But at 7, I think it's a pass for me. But Nick, I know you're interested. And the Carolina Panthers, it may have gobbled up some of those hooks that were there earlier in the week.
Oh, just call me a Thanksgiving turkey. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
I bet 7.5.
I think Rico, they're going to do like what the FBI is going to try and do coming up to a bunch of NBA players and coaches. They're going to hit him with the Rico. Rico Dowdle and old mother Chuba Hubbard. Carolina's going to run all over Buffalo in this game. I like the Panthers. All right. A lot going on, obviously, injury-wise, with the Ravens and the Bears in Baltimore. Femi, what do we got? Baltimore and Chicago.
Yeah, very interesting betting market, but the injury news is the biggest stuff with this one. Like, Lamar Jackson's status is going to dictate where we go by the time we get to the weekend. Lamar, of course, dealing with the hamstring injury, didn't practice with the extra practice on Monday, has been limited on Wednesday and Thursday, but if you read the tweets from the beat reporters who are at practice, it sounds like he's just kind of like jogging around a little bit and throwing a couple of passes. So technically, yeah, he is limited, but it doesn't sound like a guy that's getting ready to play an NFL game on Sunday. Now, the injury report is a little bit better for Baltimore with the other guys, Roquan Smith, Ronnie Stanley, Chidobe Awuzie, those guys all expected to be back. For Chicago, Cole Kmet and Tyreek Stevenson are the big ones. Cole Kmet, DNP both days. Tyreek Stevenson, DNP both days as well for the Bears. But from the line movement, this was 7, got all the way down to 5.5. And then when Lamar was limited, people bet Baltimore at 6.5. I kind of think it's going to be Tyler Huntley again on Sunday. I don't know if your thoughts on this one, Nick, about who's going to be starting for Baltimore. I don't think it's going to be Lamar. And I'm getting close to just saying, you know what? Bleep it. Let's just bet Chicago plus 6.5 because I dare Lamar to go out there with his jogging around couple passes per week to go out there and play. So I understand what the total's been doing. That's been kind of been going to the under. But I think the big move is with the side here. And I think we're going to find out tomorrow maybe that Lamar's not actually ready to go on Sunday. And maybe you'll get a bunch of Bears money at that point.
You know, I don't know if I can be wrong.
You think he's going to play?
I feel like yes.
The way they're doing this, it doesn't seem like he's ready. No practice Monday, just limited on Wednesday and Thursday.
But I mean, they're 1-5. Now, a hamstring's a hamstring.
Correct.
So when you're ready, you're ready. And if you're not, you're not. So we'll know. They're 1-5.
Yeah, I mean, it's a playoff game for them.
I have interest in the Bears almost no matter what happens. If Lamar plays and the number goes up.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Baltimore's, like, that's the thing is, like, yeah, like, the Ravens will get some players back on defense. The defense was bad when everybody was playing.
Mm-hmm.
Just something to keep in mind. Niners and the Texans, Femi, coming up in Houston on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, the injury report's been big for the Niners all season long. Brock Purdy not expected to play on Sunday, dealing with that toe injury, although he is limited, but it sounds like they don't want to have him out there with the field turf in Houston. Ricky Pearsall was DNP on Wednesday. I have not seen the Thursday status for Ricky Pearsall yet. Bryce Huff, their edge rusher, which is another pass rusher for this Niners team, he's expected to miss a couple of weeks. And then Upton Stout limited on Wednesday, their stud rookie cornerback. For Texans, wide receiver cluster injuries continues to be the story. Nico Collins in concussion protocol, DNP both days. Christian Kirk, hamstring injury, DNP both days. They got the young guys out there from Iowa State playing. Well, they're going to have to play a whole lot more. Didn't look good against the Seahawks. We'll see how it looks against the San Francisco 49ers. But as for the side and the total, we're seeing Texans money, despite all that injury news for Houston. This was pick 'em. It was 1. Now we're out to 2. We even touched 2.5 at one point earlier this afternoon. The total, that remains to be hanging out at 41.5, but interest has been on the Texans, despite the injuries for both sides. Houston is drawing the attention of bettors here, at least early in the
week. I do like Houston in this game. Haven't bet it yet, but my thought process, and said it on Tuesday on the show, Houston's offensive line's really bad. I don't think the Niners have the defensive front to be able to take advantage of it, especially with Bryce Huff also now out for the Niners. I do lean towards the Houston Texans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Bucks and the Saints on Sunday, Femi, in New Orleans. Baker Mayfield says he hates the Saints. What does the betting market say about Tampa Bay and New Orleans?
Well, the betting market says the opposite. They love the Saints because this was 6 earlier in the week, and now it's down to 4. And I don't know if this is just people just jamming Saints bets after we saw Tampa lose to Detroit on Monday Night Football, but the betting market has been very interested in New Orleans since that game. The total, that has gone up a little bit, 46.5 now to 47, which is a key-ish number. In terms of the injury report, yeah, like it's not good for Tampa. Bucky Irving, he's not expected to play on Sunday. Chris Godwin, he was DNP both days. Mike Evans, see you later, 6 to 8 weeks with that shoulder injury and also dealing with a concussion. And now recently today, Vita Vea added to the injury report with a DNP and Hassan Reddick DNP both days. There's a lot of injuries for a lot of good players on the Bucs side. And for New Orleans, Chris Olave's got an ankle injury, but he was upgraded to limited today. So it looks like he's trending in the right direction. This to me feels like it's Saints or pass at 4. I don't know if I want to bet that, but kudos to the people that got in at like 6 and earlier, because those I think are good bets that will age well, because I think this is going to be a competitive game, but I think we're at the right price as it stands right now.
Total at 47 I think is interesting. I'll tell you what, I think the Saints are going to be able to score on this game with the state of the Tampa secondary and the downfield passing attack to Olave and Shaheed. Maybe a thought on the over as we approach kickoff. 3 more games for us to hit here, Femi. Thursday, You Better You Bet, BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe. The Indianapolis Colts, a very large home favorite over the Tennessee Titans. What does the betting market say, side and total, Colts and Titans?
Colts keep getting bet. It opened 14, we're as high as 15.5 at some sports book.
Wow.
14.5 is your consensus. But yeah, we are moving with this game. And it came earlier this afternoon once we got onto the air. Now for the total, it's been over money, 45.5 up to 47.5. But the reason why for that movement with the side, it's a bloodbath for the injury report for the Tennessee Titans. Calvin Ridley, DNP both days, doesn't sound like he's going to be able to go with a hamstring injury. Jeffrey Simmons, their best defensive player, probably their best player overall. He has a hamstring injury, DNP both days. Doesn't look like he's going to go. Arden Key, he was limited today in practice with a quad injury. He missed the game last week, but sounds like he might be able to play. But Legarius Sneed was placed on IR earlier this afternoon. As his injury history continues, he has a quad injury. He's going to miss the next 4 games. So those are all really impactful players for Tennessee. One of them sounds like he could play. 3 of them looks like they're not going to be playing on Sunday. For Indianapolis, a couple edge rusher injuries. Samson Ebukam, Tyquan Lewis, DNP both days. Maybe those guys aren't able to go. But yeah, you can see why the market likes Indianapolis for that matter. I kind of side with Tennessee. I've not placed a bet yet. I don't know if I will because I don't know if I want to stomach this one. But I think we're getting to be a little bit too big here from a numerical standpoint. It's just, do you have the gumption to click the button?
Do you?
Not yet. I just don't. Just being honest, I don't have it yet. It's the worst ATS team in the last 2 years.
I think maybe you and I will work together to try to work up the gumption to make it happen. Yeah. Hit us with Broncos and the Cowboys in Denver, and then the Aaron Rodgers Bowl on Sunday Night Football with the Packers and the Steelers.
Yeah, the injury report for the Dallas Cowboys is it's limited but impactful. You know, Trayvon Diggs still in the concussion protocol. Donovan Wilson, DNP both days, their starting safety. Denver, clean bill of health for the Broncos. And that side, it kind of keeps bouncing back and forth between 3 and 3.5. It's a 3.5, so like or even money. The 3s are minus 120 if you want to lay it with the Denver Broncos. That's where we've been hanging out, almost like at that 3.25 number that we talk about here on You Better You Bet. Money coming in on the over because it's a Cowboys game, 49.5. We've now touched the key number of 51. I kind of lean towards Dallas at 3.5, but like let's just see the full injury report tomorrow. I think it's going to be what it is today to where I can just place a bet on a Friday. In terms of Green Bay and Pittsburgh, Packers, couple injuries. Devontae Wyatt, limited in practice. I do think that's an impactful one. He was limited on Wednesday. Dontavian Wicks, DNP on Wednesday with the calf injury. Yeah, Dontavian Wicks, man. He's got that calf injury. He has a calf injury that he's dealing with here, but it sounds like Christian Watson should be good to go this Sunday. So welcome back, Christian Watson, after the ACL tear last January. And for Pittsburgh, Calvin Austin III. Practice in full today. I like the Pittsburgh Steelers. We talked about that on Monday. That's now down to 3. I bet 3.5. I still like it at 3. I think Pittsburgh wins the game on Sunday. I'm right there with the Steelers. I think this is a nice Tomlin spot where he rah-rahs and gets everybody rolling after a lay and an egg in Cincinnati last Thursday night.
So I preferred Denver 3 to Cowboys 3.5. So no bet on that game for me yet. Total's really high. Maybe not high enough for Denver and Dallas. And, Femi, I led the show yesterday talking about Green Bay and Pittsburgh in the Aaron Rodgers Bowl against his former team. I love the over.
Yeah, get some points.
Well, We watched the Steelers' defense a week ago against Cincinnati. It was all bad just a week ago. And on the flip side, you know Aaron Rodgers is going to be playing with piss and vinegar on Sunday night against his former team. Even if he says, and I believe him, that it's not a revenge game and he has no animosity to... I actually... Because here's... Willow! Because I feel like if he were pissed at them, he would just say it. Like, he's not a liar. Like, people hate him because he tells the truth. Not that everything he says is the truth. He says what he believes to be the truth. Just wanted to cover myself there. Vaxxed? Final hour, power hour coming up on the other side. All our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including the Vikings and the Chargers. And we will be joined by pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola. NBC Sports betting analyst Jay Croucher kicks it off next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.